I've had contact with some of the survivors. Their story is chilling. They feel afraid to tell it. It's important they come forward to tell their story. The best evidence of what happened in Benghazi is not a bunch of politicians in Washington trying to cover their political ass. It's the people who lived through the debacle. And I'm going to do everything I can to get them before the Congress and the American people in an appropriate fashion so that we can learn firsthand what happened in Benghazi. You ask me why are they not being forthcoming? I think it's exhibit A of a failed foreign policy. I think the Benghazi debacle before, during, and after shows what happens when you lead from behind. Al-Qaeda is not on the run. Bin Laden may be dead, but Al-Qaeda is alive and well all over the region, and Benghazi's example of that.
Are these survivors back on the job?
Some are back, working for the government. Some are still injured. The bottom line is they feel that they cannot come forward. They've been told to be quiet. And at the end of the day, we can't let this administration or any other administration get away with hiding from the American people and the Congress, people who were there in real time to tell the story. Again, what Susan Rice told the American people 5 days after the attack has collapsed. What the president told the American people for weeks after the attack makes no sense. This was never a spontaneous event caused by a hateful video. It was always a pre-planned terrorist attack.